In the heart of the ancient fortress, where stone walls whispered tales of valor and sorrow, Saria navigated the dimly lit hallways, her footsteps echoing softly against the cold ground. The air was thick with the scent of old parchment, and the faint flicker of torchlight danced along the walls, casting shadows that seemed to come alive. She had always been a curious soul, but today an inexplicable force tugged at her heart, guiding her deeper into the fortress's embrace. As she turned a corner, Saria caught snippets of conversation drifting from a nearby chamber. The voices were low, conspiratorial, and her instincts urged her to retreat. Yet the allure of forbidden knowledge held her captive. She pressed her ear against the rough stone, straining to hear the words that danced just out of reach. "The crest, it could change everything," one voice murmured, tinged with urgency. "Do you think Talon knows?" another replied, a hint of fear lacing their tone. Saria's heart quickened at the mention of Talon. The enigmatic Alpha had always been a figure of intrigue within the clan. His dark hair framed a chiseled face, and his piercing eyes held secrets that seemed to draw her in, even when she knew she should keep her distance. The crest they spoke of, a symbol of power and destiny, had captured her imagination, and a strange pull toward it began to weave itself into her thoughts. "What if it falls into the wrong hands?" the first voice continued, breaking her reverie. "What if it's already too late?" the second one whispered, and Saria felt a chill run down her spine. Before she could comprehend the weight of their words, a sudden noise made her jump back. The door to the chamber creaked open, and she barely had time to hide behind a pillar as two clan members stepped out, their faces clouded with concern. They exchanged glances, their brows furrowed in worry, and Saria held her breath, feeling the tension in the air thicken like a storm cloud. "I don't like this," one said, glancing over his shoulder. "We need to keep an eye on Talon. He's too close to the crest." With that, they hurried down the corridor, their footsteps fading into the distance. Saria's heart raced, her mind spinning with the implications of what she had overheard. The crest, whatever it was, held a significance that could alter the very fabric of their clan's existence. And Talon, the very guardian of it, was entangled in something far beyond her understanding. Determined to uncover the truth, Saria made her way through the fortress, her mind a whirlwind of thoughts. The festival was approaching, a vibrant celebration steeped in tradition, yet she felt anything but festive. The idea of the crest, its potential to change their fate, loomed over her like a shadow. But it was Talon that truly consumed her thoughts. What secrets did he guard? What burdens did he carry? The night of the festival arrived, and the fortress transformed into a tapestry of color and sound. Lanterns hung from every corner, illuminating the stone walls with a warm glow, while laughter and music echoed through the halls. Saria dressed in her best attire, a flowing gown that shimmered like the stars, yet her heart felt heavy with the weight of her thoughts. As she stepped into the throng of clan members, the atmosphere buzzed with excitement. She smiled and greeted friends, but her gaze was constantly drawn to the center of the festivities, where Talon stood. He was a figure of strength, commanding attention effortlessly. His presence seemed to radiate power, and Saria felt a magnetic pull toward him. Their eyes met across the crowd, and in that fleeting moment, the world around them faded. Time stood still as she felt that spark, an electric jolt that coursed through her veins, igniting something deep within her. Talon's gaze was intense, searching, as if he could see the turmoil within her. "Stay away from him," a voice pierced through her thoughts. It was her brother, Dorian, stepping into her line of sight, concern etched across his features. "You know his past, Saria. He's dangerous." "I know," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "But I can't help how I feel." Dorian shook his head, frustration evident. "Feelings can cloud your judgment. He's not to be trusted." But Saria's heart ached with an unexplainable yearning. The warnings of her family echoed in her mind, but the pull she felt toward Talon was undeniable. She needed to understand him, to discover the truth behind the crest and his connection to it. As the night wore on, the music swelled and the clan members danced, celebrating their heritage. Saria found herself drawn into the rhythm, but her eyes remained fixed on Talon. He moved with an effortless grace, commanding the attention of those around him. Yet beneath his charismatic exterior, she sensed a storm brewing, a conflict that mirrored her own inner turmoil. When the festivities reached their peak, Saria made her way toward him, her heart pounding like a war drum. "Talone," she called, her voice steady despite the chaos surrounding them. He turned, a hint of surprise crossing his features. "Saria," he replied, his voice deep and smooth like dark velvet. "What brings you here?"
"I wanted to talk."
"About the crest," she said, her pulse racing. "I overheard something. Something that concerns you." His expression shifted, the warmth in his eyes dimming slightly. "You should be careful, Saria. The crest is not something to be taken lightly. But it's important, isn't it? It could change everything for our clan," she pressed, stepping closer, feeling the heat radiating from his body. Talone's gaze flickered to the ground, his jaw tightening. "Some things are better left buried. The crest carries a legacy that can bring both power and destruction." Saria's heart sank at his words. "But isn't it worth exploring? To understand its true significance?" He looked at her then, a mixture of admiration and sorrow in his eyes. "You're brave, but bravery can lead you down dangerous paths. I've seen what the crest can do, and trust me, it's not just a symbol of power. It's a burden." "Then let me share that burden with you," she replied, an unexpected determination rising within her. "Let me help you carry it." The tension between them crackled like electricity, and for a moment, it felt as if the world around them vanished. Talone's expression softened, and he took a step closer, the distance between them charged with unspoken words and desires. "Why do you risk so much for someone like me?" he asked, genuine curiosity lacing his tone. "Because I believe in the possibility of change," Saria whispered, her heart racing. "And I believe in you." But before Talone could respond, a loud cheer erupted from the crowd, breaking the moment's spell. The revelry surged around them, and Saria felt the weight of reality crash back in. As she pulled away, she glanced back at him, determination igniting her spirit. She would uncover the truth about the crest, about Talone, and the intertwined fates that seemed to beckon her forward. With a final glance, she stepped back into the crowd, her mind racing. In the depths of the fortress, danger lurked and secrets awaited. With a heart full of resolve, Saria knew her journey was just beginning. Little did she realize how the choices she made would shape not only her destiny but the fate of their entire clan. Saria's heart raced as she stepped into the sun-drenched courtyard, the vibrant colors of the clan festival swirling around her. Laughter and music filled the air, but the joy felt distant, as if a thick fog separated her from the revelry. She found herself leaning against the cool stone wall, her thoughts consumed by the magnetic pull she felt toward Talone, the enigmatic alpha whose mere presence ignited a tumultuous storm within her. "Hey, Saria," a familiar voice broke through her reverie. It was Alara, her best friend and confidant. With her wild curls bouncing with each step, Alara approached with an expression that mixed concern and curiosity. "You've been awfully quiet today. What's going on?" Saria hesitated, the weight of her secret pressing down on her. I've been thinking about Talone," she finally admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. "I can't shake this feeling that there's something deeper between us." Alara's eyes widened, a mixture of surprise and worry flickering across her face. "You know what they say about him, right? He's dangerous, Saria. The elders warn us to stay away from him and the crest he protects. It's not just a symbol, it's a curse." "I know," Saria sighed, her heart aching with the conflict between her loyalty to her family and her longing for Talone. "But I can't help it. There's something about him that calls to me, something profound." Alara crossed her arms, her brow furrowing in concern. "You need to be careful. Crossing clan boundaries isn't just a matter of love. It can mean exile or worse. You know how the elders feel about those who defy tradition." The mention of tradition sent a shiver down Saria's spine. She glanced around the courtyard, where clan members reveled in the festivities, their laughter mingling with the music. Yet her mind was consumed with visions of Talone's piercing gaze and the way his presence stirred something deep within her soul. "But what if this is destiny?" she challenged, feeling the heat of her conviction. "What if the crest is meant to bring us together rather than tear us apart?" Alara shook her head, her expression softening. "I don't want to see you hurt, Saria. Just promise me you'll think about what you're risking. Your family loves you and they wouldn't want to see you in danger." Saria nodded, but deep down she felt an unyielding determination. For the first time in her life, she was willing to defy the expectations placed upon her. As the sun dipped lower in the sky, casting a golden hue over the courtyard, she spotted Talone standing at the edge of the festivities, his presence both commanding and alluring. Her heart fluttered, and without thinking, she started toward him, drawn by an invisible thread. "Wait!" Ilara called after her, but Saria was already lost in a world where only Talone existed. "Talone," she breathed, her voice barely audible over the laughter surrounding them. He turned, his expression shifting from contemplation to surprise as his eyes locked onto hers. The electric connection between them felt as tangible as the warm breeze that danced through the courtyard. "Saria," he said softly, his voice smooth like silk, yet edged with the weight of unspoken truths. "You shouldn't be here. It's not safe." "Not safe?" she echoed, her heart pounding. "You're the one who's been shunned by the clan, yet here I am, drawn to you like a moth to a flame. Why does it feel so right?" Talone took a step closer, the crowd around them fading into the background. "Because there's a bond between us that I can't explain. But it's dangerous, Saria. My past. It's filled with shadows that could consume both of us." "Then let's face those shadows together," she said, her voice firm and unwavering. "I refuse to let fear dictate my choices. I want to know you, Talone, all of you." A flicker of something, hope perhaps, crossed his features, but it was quickly replaced by a grim resolve. "You have no idea what you're asking for. The crest I protect isn't just a symbol. It holds power that can change everything. It's intertwined with a prophecy that could either unite our clans or bring about their destruction." Saria's breath caught in her throat. "What do you mean? What prophecy?" Talone hesitated, his gaze drifting toward the horizon, where the sun dipped below the mountains, casting shadows that seemed to dance ominously. "It's said that the one who holds the crest will bring balance to the clans. But it also warns of a terrible price. I've seen what happens when power falls into the wrong hands." "Then let me help you protect it," she urged, stepping closer. "Together we can figure this out. I won't let fear keep us apart." Before he could respond, a voice cut through the moment, harsh and accusatory. "Saria. There you are." It was Elder Thorne, his presence looming like a dark cloud over their intimate exchange. The Elder's eyes narrowed as he assessed their closeness. "You have no business with him. You know the rules." Saria's heart sank, the weight of the Elder's authority threatening to crush her spirit. "Elder Thorne, Silence," he barked, his demeanor unyielding. "Your family has worked hard to uphold our traditions, and here you are, throwing it all away for a boy who is beneath you. Talone is a pariah, and you will not tarnish your name by associating with him." Talone's expression hardened, a flicker of anger flashing in his eyes. "You don't understand, Elder. This isn't just about me. It's about something much larger." "Enough," Elder Thorne interrupted, his voice booming over the murmurs of the crowd. "You will cease this nonsense at once, Saria. You are a daughter of our clan, and it's time you remember your duty. The crest's power is not to be trifled with, and neither is your future." Saria felt trapped, the Elder's words stinging like a slap. "But what if my future is with Talone?" she challenged, her voice trembling yet defiant. "What if the love we share can change things for the better?" "Love?" Elder Thorne scoffed. "What you feel is nothing but foolish infatuation. You cannot let your heart lead you astray. The crest is a burden, not a blessing, and it will devour anyone who dares to love its guardian." Talone's jaw clenched, his eyes burning with defiance. "You're wrong, Elder. The crest is meant to bring unity, not division." "Saria and I, enough." The Elder's voice echoed through the courtyard, silencing the murmurs of the crowd. "You will heed my warning, Saria. I will not allow you to jeopardize our clan for a boy who cannot be trusted." With that, Elder Thorne turned on his heel, leaving Saria and Talone in a heavy silence. The weight of the Elder's words hung between them, a chasm of doubt suddenly threatening to swallow her whole. "Don't listen to him," Talone said softly, reaching for her hand. "You have the strength to choose your path, Saria. Just remember that the crest holds power, but it also holds danger." "I know," she replied, her voice steadier than she felt. "But I refuse to let fear dictate my choices. I want to explore this connection between us, regardless of what others say." As the festival continued around them, Saria felt a sense of purpose rekindle within her. She was determined to defy the odds, to uncover the truth about the crest and its connection to her and Talone. but as she looked into his eyes, she also felt the weight of the impending storm. The dangers that loomed ahead were as palpable as the love that blossomed between them. With a deep breath, she whispered, "Together we'll find a way to navigate this. No matter the cost." Talon nodded, a flicker of hope igniting in his gaze as they stood united against the uncertainty that lay ahead. The moon hung high in the night sky, casting a silvery glow over the rugged landscape beyond the fortress walls. Saria's heart raced as she stepped beside Talon, the air between them thick with unspoken words and emotions. This secret journey was unlike anything she had ever experienced, a step into the unknown that both thrilled and terrified her. The cool breeze tousled her hair as they ventured deeper into the wilderness, far from the watchful eyes of their clan. "Talon, are you sure this is safe?" she asked, casting a wary glance back at the fortress, its stone walls looming like a dark sentinel against the night. The stories of the wild had always warned of dangers lurking beyond the safety of their home, and yet here she was, willingly stepping into that world. He turned to her, his expression a mix of determination and concern. "I promise, Saria. I won't let anything happen to you." His voice was low, almost a whisper, but it carried a weight that reassured her. There was a fierceness in his gaze that made her feel protected, even as fear tugged at her chest. As they walked, the sounds of the forest enveloped them, the rustling of leaves, the distant call of an owl, and the soft crunch of dirt underfoot. The deeper they went, the more Saria felt a connection to the land, as if it were awakening something within her. She glanced up at Talon, whose broad shoulders seemed to carry the weight of the world. He had been tasked with guarding the crest, a burden that Saria now realized was far more complex than she had imagined. "Tell me about the crest," she urged, curiosity bubbling to the surface. "You mentioned it holds a dark history. What do you mean by that?" Talon stopped, his eyes reflecting the moonlight as he regarded her with an intensity that made her breath hitch. "The crest is more than just a symbol. It represents the balance of power among our clans, but it also carries a curse. Long ago, it was used to protect our people from an ancient evil, but it also drew those with dark intentions. Many have sought to control it, to bend its power to their will." Saria frowned, absorbing his words. "And you? You're the protector. What does that mean for you?" "I am bound to it," he replied, his voice thick with emotion. "To guard its secrets and ensure it does not fall into the wrong hands. It has cost me dearly." He turned away, his jaw tightening as if he were wrestling with memories he could not share. A pang of sympathy surged through Saria. She stepped closer, reaching out to touch his arm, grounding him in the moment. "You don't have to carry this alone, Talon. We can face this together." He looked down at her hand on his arm, and for a moment the world around them faded away. "You don't understand. My past is filled with shadows. There are those in my clan who believe I am unworthy of this responsibility, that I am tainted by my family's history. If they knew how I felt about you, it would only complicate things further." "Then let me decide for myself," she insisted, her voice steady. "I want to be part of your world, Talon. I want to understand everything." He took a deep breath, his gaze softening as he met her eyes. "Very well. But know that this path is fraught with danger. Our clans are on the brink of war, and my connection to you may be seen as treachery." Saria's heart raced at his words, a mixture of excitement and fear coursing through her veins. "Then we must find a way to unite our clans. If our love is powerful enough to face the darkness, we can be the bridge." Talon's expression shifted, a flicker of hope igniting in his eyes. "You truly believe that? That our bond can change fate?" "I do," she affirmed, her voice unwavering. "But we need to uncover the truth about the crest and its power. If we can show our clans that love can be stronger than old grudges, maybe they will follow our lead." As they continued their journey, Saria felt a sense of purpose growing within her. The night seemed to pulse with energy, as if the very land itself was urging them forward. They walked until they reached a clearing where the trees parted to reveal a shimmering lake, its surface reflecting the stars above like a tapestry of dreams. "This is the sacred lake," Talon said, awe lacing his voice. "It is said that the waters can reveal truths and grant clarity to those who seek it." Saria stepped closer to the edge, mesmerized by the tranquility of the place. "What should we do?" "Let us cast our fears and doubts into the water. It may guide us on the path ahead." He knelt down and Saria followed suit, their reflections merging in the rippling surface. With a deep breath, Talone spoke first. "I fear that my past will destroy any future we might have. I have made mistakes and I worry they will come back to haunt us." Saria's heart ached at his vulnerability. She reached for his hand, squeezing it tightly. "We all have shadows in our past, Talone. But we can choose to move forward. I fear for our clans that they will never accept us." "I share that fear," he admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. "But I believe in us, Saria. I believe in the power of the crest and what it represents." They both released their fears into the water, watching as the ripples distorted their reflections, merging and separating like the shifting tides of fate. The moment felt sacred, a promise forged under the watchful gaze of the stars. Suddenly, the peace of the night was shattered by the distant sound of shouting. Saria's heart dropped as she turned to Talone, her eyes wide with alarm. "What was that?" Talone's expression hardened, a flicker of determination igniting within him. "We need to go back. The fortress is in danger." As they sprinted back through the trees, Saria's mind raced with the implications of the voices they had heard. The rival clans were becoming bolder and their love was already a target. But as she ran beside Talone, she felt an unbreakable bond forming between them, a connection that would empower them to face whatever challenges lay ahead. Back at the fortress, the atmosphere was tense. Shadows moved in the flickering torchlight, and the air crackled with anxiety. Saria and Talone burst through the doors, only to be met with the anguished faces of their clan members gathered in a heated discussion. "We must act before it's too late," an elder shouted, his voice trembling with urgency. "The Sorens are gathering their forces and we are vulnerable." Saria's heart sank as she heard the name of their rival clan. The Sorens had always been a thorn in their side, their ambition fueled by a desire for dominance. She turned to Talone, fear and determination colliding in her chest. "We have to do something." Talone nodded, his jaw set with resolve. "We will stand together. Our love has to be the strength that unites us. But first, we must confront the truth of the crest and its power." As they stepped further into the fray, Saria knew their journey was only beginning. The stakes were higher than ever, and the path ahead would test their bond like never before. But with Talone by her side, she felt ready to face the darkness, to seek the light that love could bring to their fractured world. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows over the ancient fortress, Saria felt the tension in the air grow thick, almost palpable. The clang of metal and the low murmur of anxious voices filled the courtyard as the clan prepared for the impending war. Saria stood at the edge of the gathering, her heart racing as she absorbed the frantic energy surrounding her. The elders had summoned everyone, their faces drawn and serious, revealing the weight of the decisions they were about to make. She looked for Talone among the sea of familiar faces, her heart tightening at the thought of what lay ahead. "Saria." A voice broke through her thoughts. It was Alice, her best friend, rushing toward her with a look of urgency. "Have you heard what they're saying? The elders plan to use the crest to control the werewolves if the war starts. They believe it will give us the upper hand." Saria's stomach dropped. "Control the werewolves?" she echoed, her mind racing back to the conversations she had with Talone about the crest's dark history. "But that's not right. The crest is meant to protect, not enslave." Alice nodded, her eyes wide with concern. "I know, but they seem convinced it's our only option. They're desperate, Saria. They think it will save our clan. But what if it backfires?" "I need to talk to Talone," Saria said, determination hardening her voice. She could feel the pull of the crest, a magnetic force that drew her toward the truth it held. She could not let her clan, her family, fall into a trap that could lead to their destruction. As she maneuvered through the crowd, Saria's heart raced. She spotted Talone standing with a group of warriors, his tall figure a striking silhouette against the flickering torches. His expression was grave, and she could see the tension in his jaw as he listened to the elders. "Talone," she called, weaving her way to him. He turned, and the moment their eyes met, a sense of calm washed over her. "What's going on?" she asked, trying to catch her breath. "Alice told me about the elders' plan to use the crest to control the werewolves." Talone's eyes darkened and he stepped closer, lowering his voice. "It's true. They believe the crest can harness the power of the werewolves, but that's a dangerous gamble. The crest has always been a symbol of unity, not domination. If they mismanage its power, it could lead to chaos. Saria felt a chill run down her spine. We can't let them do this, she insisted. There must be another way. We have to find a way to protect our clan without resorting to such dark measures. Talon hesitated, and she could see the conflict in his eyes. You know how stubborn the elders are, Saria. They won't listen to reason. They're blinded by fear and the promise of power. Then we need to show them, she replied, her voice gaining strength. We can present the truth about the crest. We can find a way to use its power for good, to unite our clans rather than control them. Talon's expression softened and he reached out, taking her hands in his. You have no idea how much I admire your courage. But standing against the elders, it's dangerous. They might see it as a challenge to their authority. I'm willing to take that risk if it means protecting you and our people, Saria said fervently. If we don't act now, we'll lose everything we care about. The tension in Talon's shoulders eased slightly as he considered her words. You're right, he finally said, squeezing her hands. But we'll need allies. We can't do this alone. I'll speak to Alice, Saria replied, determination igniting within her. If we can rally support, maybe we can convince the others to stand with us. As they exchanged plans, the urgent clamor from the courtyard deepened, signaling the elders' approach. Saria's heart raced, knowing that the moment of truth was at hand. The elders took their places at the front, their faces stern and unyielding. Clan members. Elder Thorne's voice boomed over the crowd, silencing the murmurs. We face an unprecedented threat. The rival clans gather and they will stop at nothing to overthrow us. We must take decisive action and the crest will be our weapon. Saria felt Talon tense beside her and she could see the flicker of fear in his eyes. This was it, the moment that would determine the fate of their clan. She glanced around and noticed the unease on the faces of some of the younger warriors. They were listening, but she could sense their doubts. Elder Thorne continued, "The crest under our command will give us the strength to dominate the werewolves and secure our position. We will harness its power not just for defense, but to assert our claim over the lands." Saria's heart raced. This was not the future she wanted for her clan. She stepped forward, her voice rising above the crowd, trembling but resolute. Elder Thorne, the crest is not a tool for oppression. It is a symbol of unity and protection. We cannot control the werewolves. We must work with them. Gasps spread through the crowd and she felt Talon's hand grip her arm tightly. Saria, be careful, he whispered, concern etched across his face. But the fire in her heart could not be quelled. If we misuse the crest, we risk everything. We cannot let fear dictate our actions. We need to find a way to unite our clans, to face our enemies together. The elders exchanged glances and Elder Thorne's expression hardened. You speak of unity, girl, but the world is not so simple. Your idealism will lead us to ruin. Perhaps it's your stubbornness that will lead us to ruin. Saria shot back, her voice unwavering. We cannot let the past dictate our future. We must change. We owe it to ourselves and to our ancestors to fight for a better way. A tense silence followed her declaration, and she could feel the weight of the elders' scrutiny. But as she scanned the crowd, she noticed a few heads nodding, a flicker of hope igniting in her chest. Talon stepped forward beside her, his presence a protective shield. I stand with Saria, he declared, his voice steady and strong. The crest's power should be a beacon of hope, not a weapon of war. We must seek peace with the werewolves rather than control them. Elder Thorne scowled, his patience wearing thin. You would defy the will of the council? We're not defying the council, Talon replied, his tone fierce. We're calling for a new path. One that recognizes the strength in unity instead of fear. A murmur of agreement rippled through the crowd, and Saria felt her heart lift. Perhaps they could sway the others. Perhaps this could be the moment that changed everything. We need to gather our allies, she whispered to Talon, her eyes alight with determination. If we can show them the truth, if we can convince them to join us, we might have a chance. As the elders' voices rose in protest, Talon nodded, his expression resolute. Then we'll do it together. For the crest, for our clans. But as Saria looked out over the assembled clan members, she felt the weight of her decisions bearing down on her. Would she be able to uphold her family's legacy while fighting for a love that risked everything? Could she truly bridge the gap between duty and desire? The answers eluded her, but one thing was clear. The path ahead was fraught with danger, and she would have to confront her deepest fears if she wanted to protect Talone and the future they could build together. Saria's heart raced as she stepped into the dimly lit chamber that held the ancient texts. The air was thick with dust, and the faint smell of aged parchment filled her nostrils. She had spent countless hours exploring the fortress, but this room felt different. It was a sanctuary of secrets, a place where the past whispered truths that could change the future. With trembling hands, she brushed her fingers across the spines of the leather-bound tomes, each one a vessel of knowledge long forgotten. "Come on, Saria, focus," she murmured to herself, her voice barely above a whisper. Her mind was preoccupied with thoughts of Talone. The memory of his intense gaze, the way he had held her hand under the stars, ignited a flame of determination within her. She needed to uncover the truth about the crest and its power, not just for herself but for him. The threats to their bond loomed larger with each passing day, and she could not afford to be ignorant of her own lineage. Taking a deep breath, she selected a volume that appeared less dusty than the others. The cover was embossed with intricate designs, echoing the symbols she had seen etched on the walls of the fortress. As she opened the book, the pages crackled softly, releasing a musty aroma that filled her senses. The text was written in an ancient script, but Saria had spent years learning the language of her ancestors. The letters danced before her eyes, slowly revealing their meaning. "The Crest of Unity," she read aloud, her voice echoing in the silence. "Forged from the blood of the ancients, it holds the power to bind destinies and control the fate of the clans." A chill ran down her spine as she continued, her heart pounding in her chest. "Only those of true lineage can wield its strength." Could it be? The words tumbled through her mind like a cascade of thoughts. What if she was connected to this power? What if her very bloodline was intertwined with the crest and its protector? She had always felt an undeniable connection to the emblem, but this revelation turned her world upside down. As she delved deeper into the text, she stumbled upon a passage that spoke of a prophecy. "When the blood of the first bearer flows through the veins of a new generation, the crest shall awaken. Only then can the guardian and the chosen unite to protect the clans." Saria's breath caught in her throat, and she felt a surge of energy course through her. Could she be the chosen one? Her mind raced with possibilities. Suddenly, the heavy door creaked open and Saria spun around, her heart leaping into her throat. Talone stood in the doorway, his presence commanding yet comforting. The flickering candlelight illuminated the sharp angles of his face, revealing a blend of concern and admiration in his deep-set eyes. "Saria," he said, stepping into the room, his voice low and steady. "I was worried about you. I felt you needed me." She closed the book quickly, a mixture of excitement and fear flooding her. "Talone, you have to see this. I think I've found something important about the crest." He walked closer, the intensity of his gaze making her pulse quicken. "What is it?" "It's about the crest and its power," she said, her voice trembling with urgency. "It speaks of a prophecy, of a chosen one who can wield its strength." "I think it could be me." Talone's brow furrowed as he processed her words. But you're just Saria. You're not a warrior, you're not a warrior," she interrupted, her voice rising slightly. "I've fought for my family, for our clan. I've risked everything to be with you. You can't just dismiss me because of what I look like or what I've done." He stepped closer, the distance between them charged with unspoken emotions. "I'm not dismissing you, Saria. I'm trying to understand. This is bigger than both of us. If you are the chosen one, it changes everything." "I know," she said, her voice softening. "But it also means I can help you. Help us. We can unite our clans, Talone. We can end the conflict." His expression softened and he reached out, his fingers gently brushing her cheek. "You have no idea how much I want that. But we have to be careful. If the elders discover this, they won't let you near the crest. They'll see you as a threat." "I'm not a threat, I'm a beacon of hope," he finished for her, his voice low and sincere. "But hope can be dangerous. You're putting yourself in harm's way." Saria felt a surge of determination. "I'm willing to take that risk if it means protecting you and our future together." Talone's eyes darkened with a mix of admiration and concern. "Do you understand what you're saying? You could become a target. You could lose everything." "I'm already risking everything just by loving you," she replied, her voice firm. "I refuse to let fear dictate my choices." If I'm meant to be the chosen one, then I'll face whatever comes. A slow, appreciative smile spread across Talon's lips, and he stepped forward, enveloping her in his arms. You're incredible, you know that? As they held each other, the world outside faded away, and for a moment, there was only the two of them, bound by a shared purpose and an unbreakable bond. We'll fight together, Talon murmured against her hair. We'll face whatever comes our way, side by side. Their lips met in a passionate kiss, the spark between them igniting a fire that burned away their doubts. In that moment, Saria felt a sense of clarity wash over her. They were united not just by love, but by a shared destiny that could change the fate of their clans forever. But as they pulled away, the sound of distant warriors' shouts echoed through the fortress, breaking the tranquility of their moment. Talon's expression shifted from tenderness to alertness as he stepped back, his instincts kicking in. We need to prepare. It sounds like the rival clan is on the move. Saria's heart sank at the thought of impending danger, but the fire in her chest remained. We'll stand our ground, won't we? Together, Talon affirmed, his gaze fierce. No matter what happens, I won't let anything tear us apart. With that promise hanging in the air, they exchanged a resolute glance, and Saria felt a surge of courage. They would confront the chaos ahead, armed not just with the knowledge she had uncovered, but with the strength of their love and an unwavering belief in their united purpose. As they made their way out of the chamber, Saria's mind raced with thoughts of the crest, the prophecy, and her newfound identity. She was ready to embrace her destiny, ready to fight for the love that had become her anchor in a world filled with uncertainty. Together, they would face the storm, and whatever lay beyond the fortress walls, they would do so hand in hand, as allies, as warriors, as something far deeper than mere lovers. Together, they would become the change their clans desperately needed. The air was thick with tension as Saria found herself bound and blindfolded, the sounds of clashing steel and frantic shouts echoing in her ears. The rival clan had been swift and merciless, capturing her in the chaos of the battle that erupted outside the fortress walls. She could feel the rough ropes biting into her wrists, a stark reminder of her helplessness. Fear settled deep within her, but it was the thought of Talon that ignited a flicker of hope. He must be searching for her, she thought. He wouldn't abandon her. In the distance, she could hear the battle raging on, the roars and growls of werewolves mixing with the battle cries of her clan. Saria wrestled against her bindings, her heart pounding as she recalled Talon's fierce determination, the fire in his eyes when he spoke of protecting her and the crest. She had to believe he would come for her. Suddenly, she heard footsteps approaching, heavy and deliberate. The door creaked open and she held her breath, straining to hear the intruder's movements. A figure stepped into the dim light, and Saria's pulse quickened as the blindfold was yanked away. Blinking against the sudden brightness, she squinted at her captor, a burly man with battle scars etched across his face. Look who we have here, he sneered, his voice dripping with disdain. The little dove of the fortress. You think your precious alpha will come to save you? You're more valuable to us as bait. Saria's heart sank as the reality of her predicament settled in. You won't get away with this, she spat. Talon will come. He'll find me. The man chuckled, shaking his head. You're brave, I'll give you that. But bravery won't save you. He stepped closer, looming over her. Your clan is crumbling, and soon we will have the crest in our grasp. With it, we'll control everything. Before she could retort, a loud crash erupted from outside, followed by a chorus of howls. The man turned, his expression shifting to one of concern. Saria seized the moment, straining against her bonds once more, desperation fueling her movements. Let her go, a commanding voice roared from the doorway. Talon appeared, his silhouette framed by the chaos behind him. His presence was fierce and protective, and Saria felt a rush of relief wash over her. Talon, she cried, her voice trembling with emotion. The man guarding her stepped back, pulling a dagger from his belt. You think you can just stroll in here, Alpha? You'll regret this. Talon's jaw tightened as he advanced, his eyes locked on Saria. Stand down, he ordered, his voice low and threatening. You're outnumbered and you know it. Let her go and I promise you'll leave here alive. Why would I do that? The man sneered, his grip on the dagger tightening. She's the key to your downfall. With a swift motion, Talon lunged forward, tackling the man to the ground. Saria watched, her heart pounding in her chest as the two men grappled fiercely, the sounds of their struggle mingling with the chaos of the battle echoing outside. "Get away from her," Talon growled, pushing the man aside and rushing to Saria's side. He knelt down, his hands deftly working to untie her. The moment the ropes fell away, she threw her arms around him, relief flooding her senses. "I was so scared," she whispered, her voice trembling as she buried her face in his shoulder. Talon held her tightly, his heart racing. "I'm here now. We have to get out of here." He pulled back, his eyes searching hers. "Do you trust me?" Saria nodded, determination igniting within her. "Always." As they made their way toward the door, a loud crack reverberated through the air, and the ground shook beneath them. Talon grabbed her hand, pulling her close as chaos erupted around them. "We need to move," he shouted, leading her into the fray. Outside, the battlefield was a whirlwind of violence. Saria's heart sank as she witnessed her clan fighting against the rival clan, the air thick with the scent of blood and the sound of snarling werewolves. But amidst the chaos, she felt a surge of energy, a familiar warmth that beckoned her toward the crest. "Talon," she called out, her voice barely breaking through the noise. "The crest. It's more than we thought." He glanced at her, confusion etched on his face. "What do you mean?" "It binds our fates, but it can also unite the clans," Saria exclaimed, her mind racing. "If we harness its power, we can end this." Talon's eyes widened as realization dawned. "But how?" "I think I can channel its energy," Saria replied, her heart pounding. "We need to reach the crest's altar." He nodded, determination hardening in his gaze. "Then let's go." They moved through the chaos, dodging blows and weaving between bodies. The altar was located in the heart of the battlefield, a sacred place that pulsed with energy. As they reached the spot, Saria felt the crest's power calling to her, a magnetic force that surged through her veins. "Touch it, Saria," Talon urged, his voice steady despite the chaos around them. "You can do this." Taking a deep breath, she stepped forward, placing her hand on the crest. The moment her skin made contact, a brilliant light erupted, blinding and all-consuming. She felt a rush of energy coursing through her, filling her with strength and clarity. It was as if the crest was awakening, responding to her call. "Talon," she shouted, turning to him, her eyes shining with intensity. "I can feel it. It's alive." As she stood there, the crest emitted a wave of energy that rippled across the battlefield, momentarily halting the fighting. The rival clan members paused, their eyes widening as they felt the shift in power. Saria's heart raced. This was it, their chance to unite. "Listen," she called out, her voice echoing across the field. "The crest is more than a symbol of power. It's a bond that can unite us all. We don't have to fight." The tension in the air crackled as warriors from both clans hesitated, uncertainty flickering in their eyes. Talon stepped beside her, his presence strong and unwavering. "Saria speaks the truth. We've been divided for too long. It's time to end this cycle of violence." In that moment, Saria felt the crest's energy pulsating through her, amplifying her voice. "Together we can harness its power for good. We can protect our families and our homes without bloodshed." As the light from the crest enveloped them both, the energy began to weave its way through the crowd, connecting the clans in a web of shimmering light. Saria watched in awe as warriors slowly lowered their weapons, a sense of peace washing over the battlefield. Then, in a shocking twist, she felt a surge of awareness flood her mind. Secrets from her lineage, long buried and hidden, surged to the surface. She was not just a bystander in this battle. She was a rightful heir to the crest's power, a legacy thought lost. A voice echoed in her mind, ancient and powerful. "You are the bridge, Saria. The blood of the Guardians flows through you. Use it wisely." With newfound strength, she turned to Talon, her heart swelling with purpose. "I'm the heir. I can broker peace." His eyes widened, a mixture of pride and concern flashing across his face. "Are you sure?" "Yes," she affirmed, her voice steady. "This is our destiny." As the last remnants of tension faded, Saria stepped forward, feeling the crest's energy coursing through her. "Let us not be enemies any longer. Together we can forge a new path." And in that moment, amidst the chaos of battle, love and destiny intertwined, proving that the bonds of family and the strength of unity could change the course of their lives forever.